This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Five security personnel lost their lives in an encounter with terrorists in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir. The troops of Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group, SOG, of Jammu and Kashmir Police launched a joint cordon and search operation at Dhari Gote in the Desa forest area last evening following specific input about the presence of terrorists. In the ensuing gunfight, five security personnel, including an officer and a SOG Jawan, were critically injured and later succumbed to injuries. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha has paid tributes to the brave soldiers. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the nation stands firmly with the families of the soldiers who sacrificed their lives in the line of duty in Doda. The centres are states and union territories that police stations and the places under the control of the police department should not be designated as a place for examination of witnesses. Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla has written a letter to all the state chief secretaries and UTs in this regard. All the police stations have been asked to identify a designated place for the examination of witnesses through audio, video, electronic means under the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, the three new criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, have come into force from the 1st of this month, replacing the Indian Penal Code 1860. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice N. Koteshwar Singh and R. Madhavan as judges of the Supreme Court. Justice N. Koteshwar Singh is currently Chief Justice of High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, while Justice R. Madhavan is Judge of the Madras High Court. Law and Justice Ministry said the appointment will come into effect from the day they assume charge of the respective offices. The government has notified the fifth positive indigenization list, PIL, consisting of 346 items to minimize imports and boost self-reliance in defense. These include strategically important line replacement units, spares, components and raw materials, with import substitution value worth over 1,000 crore rupees. The defense ministry said that these items will only be procured from the Indian industry. The ministry added that more than 12,300 items have been indigenized in the last 3 years. As a result, the defense public sector undertakings have placed orders on domestic vendors, totaling over 7,500 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Mauritius this morning on a two-day official visit to the island nation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he is looking forward to productive engagements and to advancing the special relationship between India and Mauritius. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will call on Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravind Jagannath, and will hold bilateral meetings with other senior ministers of Mauritius. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that scientists need to come into direct contact with farmers to increase the quantity of produce. Mr. Chauhan said after inaugurating the 96th Foundation Day of the Indian Council of Agricultural Research in New Delhi. He said that to achieve the targets set by the government, including doubling farmers' income, every component of agriculture from scientists, universities and colleges to Krishi Vigyan Kendras to farming land needs to work in unison. Mr. Chauhan said that even today half of the country is dependent on agriculture to make ends meet and it remains the government's top priority. The Indian team, which participated at the 35th International Biology Olympiad IBO 2024, achieved remarkable success with one student winning a gold medal and three students securing silver medals. Vedant Sakre from Mumbai, Maharashtra won a gold medal, while Ishan Bednekar from Ratnagiri, Maharashtra, Srijit Shivakumar from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, and Yashasvi Kumar from Bareilly, Uttar Pradesh bagged a silver medal each. In the Swedish Open tennis, India's Sumit Nagal will take on local favourite Elias Imer in the round of 32 of the men's singles in Sweden today. In the men's doubles, the pair of Sumit Nagal and Poland's Karol Drzewiecki will face France's Alexandre Muller and Luka Van Aste this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.